slightly frustrating. You know, we started very sloppy. You know, even from the kickoff, gave the ball straight away, and it's cost us. You know, and like I say, it goes at vital times in the game. You know, within 2 minutes we've conceded. You know, that's put them straight on the front foot for 10 minutes. Like after that, I think for the next 35 minutes, I think we dominated the half. I think we had a couple of good chances. I think Youngie was unlucky with the shot. You know, Matty had a couple of chances, and Rory could have had a couple of shots. And you know, we went into half time 1-0 down, which, you know, fair enough. We started sloppy, probably deserved it. But we regrouped. We was happy with, you know, how we was getting on. And then we've gone into the second half. You know, we've from a long throw, we've pushed a few people forward. Next thing, we've been counter-attacked. Luke's lost the ball. You know, next minute, Madison's got his shot off and, you know, he's scored a goal. And the timing of the goals was critical for us. And, you know, that second goal really did kill the game. And I think after that, we was always struggling to get back in it. I think still, you know, I think still we played some good football, which was encouraging. But like I said, the timing of the goals was critical. And in the end, I think that's what's cost us the cup tie.
That strong spell in the first half, there seemed to be some really good link-up play between the forward players, and that's encouraging because, you know, they weren't the three that played Saturday, for example.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think how we linked up, I think we used Matty very well. You know, we went quite direct, we had diagonal balls, and then the likes of Rory and Lewis, you know, even Runes was working off him. So, yeah, it was encouraging. You know, I think we could have had a few more shots. I think we got in some, you know, dangerous positions. And I think, you know, possibly in that first half we could have scored. I think we had three or four corners. We had a free kick in a good position. And, you know, it's chances like that that you've got to take. And, you know, if you don't take them, then you get punished. And, you know, Peterborough have proved that to us tonight.
Obviously, you've recently been made captain. How proud a moment is that? How significant is that, being made captain?
Yeah, it's... I spoke about it last week, you know, and it is massive for me. It's you know, it's a massive confidence booster, you know, from Mark and, you know, from Jimmy, and, you know, I'm proud to be the captain of the club, first of all. But no, it's just give me that extra 10%, that extra bit of responsibility. You know, players can talk to me, and, you know, I've got to project that confidence into the team. And there's been some good captains here over the last couple of years. You know, I think Josh Simpson and Joe Walsh took the responsibility last year, and, you know, I think it is my time to step up, and, you know, hopefully I can lead us into a, you know, maybe a good cup run and a good league finish.
Interesting, obviously Saturday you had John Ashton was playing as well, and of course he's club captain.
Yeah, club captain. I think Si Walton twice captain, and you know, we're all taking a bit of responsibility. And this, you know, I think there's a lot of new players here, and you know, I'm only 23 myself, which is, you know, quite young to be named captain. And you know, but with the help of, you know, John being club captain, and, you know, Si Walton vice, and, you know, I think if we all chip in, then, you know, we've got a lot of leaders in the team, and it's not just us three. You know, we've got Matty Harrell, Jimmy Smith, you know, Lee Barnard, some experienced players in the team who, you know, all willing to take equal responsibility in everything we do. So, I think if we all step up and, you know, we keep plodding on and keep doing what we're doing, then I'm sure we're going to be fine.